今天晚上我们从历代志下，我们来学习神的殿，神的荣光充满了殿。
Tonight we would like to use the Second Chronicles to study how the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
那一方面，我们也借着这个学习让我们来看看今天如何让神的荣光能够充满着教会。
Through this, we can also study how God and His glory would be able to fill the temple.
请我们看历代志下第五章。
Let's refer to 2 Chronicles chapter 5.
历代志下第五章。
Second Chronicles chapter 5,
14节
verse 14.
请念
verse 14.
是历代志下。
Second Chronicles,
五章十四节
chapter 5, verse 14.So that the priest could not continue ministering because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.
在这里说到，因为神的殿充满了荣光，所以这个祭司他没有办法在那边站立得住。
Here it mentioned that because the glory of the Lord filled the house of God, the priest could not continue ministering.
我们再看第七章第一节。
Let's also refer to chapter 7, verse 1.Verse 1, when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
这里又提到这个献祭的时候有火从天上降下来。
It mentioned here that during the sacrifice, the fire came down from heaven.
这个火从天上降下来至少有两个可能。
There are two possibilities how fire could come down from heaven.
第一个是毁灭。
The first is to destroy.
比如说在亚伯拉罕的时候，神从天上降下硫磺火来灭掉所多玛城。
For example, during the time of Abraham, God rained down fire to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
那另外一个可能就是神的喜悦悦纳。
The second is actually the acceptance.Or the pleasingness of God.
在这里，所罗门王的献祭蒙神的喜悦，神悦纳他的祭物。
Here, the sacrifice of Solomon was accepted and was pleasing to God, and so God received the burnt offering.
当神喜悦人所做的事常常也会附带着神的荣光荣耀充满在当中。
When God is pleased with the sacrifices of man.It would also come with his glory.
这是在提到所罗门王把圣殿建好了，将圣殿来献给神。
The incident here was that the temple had been constructed and dedicated.
这个是大卫他一生里头他最想要去做的去完成的一件事情。
This is something that King David wanted to accomplish the most in his whole lifetime.
尤其他从神那里得到极大的恩典之后。
Especially after he had received great blessings from God.
他一直在想他应该如何来报答神的爱、神的恩典。
He kept thinking about how he could repay the love and grace of God.
所以他想到的是最重要的、最好的就是来为神建造圣殿。
What he thought of was the most important and was the best, which is to build the temple of God.
虽然他不能够亲自来完成这个事情。
Even though he was not able to complete this himself.
但是他仍然是一直的很看重这件事情。
He continued to place great emphasis on this matter.
我们请看历代志上二十八章。
Let's refer to 1 Chronicles chapter 28.
历代志上二十八章二十节。
1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 20. Verse 20. And David said to his son Solomon, Be strong and of good courage and do it. Do not fear nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord.
但是神应许大卫说要让他的儿子所罗门来完成建造圣殿的事情。
God said to David that he would let his son finish the work that he was going to do.
当大卫快要离世的时候，他对所罗门王所吩咐的，最重要的就是要把圣殿给完成。
When David was about to pass away, he passed on to his son this most important task of completing the construction of the temple.
伟大的事情总是也会有很多的困难跟阻挡。
With every great work, there is obstacle and there is hindrance.
所以大卫勉励他的儿子说要刚强壮胆，不要惧怕。
That's why David encouraged his son Solomon to be strong and of good courage.
因为所要做的事情是神的事情。
Because what he was about to do is actually a matter of God.
所以以大卫的经验，他知道神一定会同在。
From David's experience, he knew that God would abide with him.
21节。
Verse 21. Here are the divisions of the priests and the Levites for all the service of the house of God.And every willing craftsman will be with you for all manner of workmanship, for every kind of service. Also the leaders and all the people will be completely at your command.
当然一个人不可能来完成一个这么伟大的事情。
Of course, it is not possible for one person to complete such a great task.
所以大卫也勉励其他的人一定要帮助所罗门王来做这件事情。
That's why David also encouraged the others to support and help his son to accomplish this.
那大卫也让所罗门王知道说，不是只有你自己在做，有许多的人会来帮忙你完成这件事情。
David also made known to his son Solomon that you are not the only person doing this. There are many who will help you to complete this.
所以大卫虽然不能够亲自参与这个工作，但是他很关心这个工作。
So even though David was not able to do this work himself, he was very concerned for this work.
他不但准备了很多的材料，而且他不断的来勉励所罗门王，勉励他的百姓。
Not only did he prepare all the materials, he encouraged his son Solomon and the people who were to help him.
29章第一节。
Chapter 29, verse 1.Furthermore, King David said to all the assembly, My son Solomon, whom alone God has chosen, is young and inexperienced, and the work is great because the temple is not for men, but for the Lord God.
大卫要全国的人把这个奉承，把这个建造圣殿的事情当成他们最重要的第一个目标。
David wanted everyone in the nation to place this as the number one goal.
这就是为什么当圣殿献上的时候，神的荣光充满了殿。
This is the reason why when the temple was dedicated, the glory of God filled the temple.
那我们仔细的来看这个建造圣殿的整个过程。
So let us look in detail the whole process of the construction of the temple.
历代志上28章11节。
First Chronicles chapter 28 verse 11. Verse 11. Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the vestibule.Its houses, its treasuries, its upper chambers, its inner chambers, and the place of the mercy seat.
这里大卫他得到神的感动启示，所以他知道圣殿的样式应该是怎样。
Here, David was moved by God to know how the temple.Was to be constructed.
所以十一节、十二节啊，就讲到说，这个圣殿要照着神所指示的样式。
That's why in verse 11 and 12, he mentioned that the temple must be built according to the plans from God.
十九节。
Verse 19. And all this, said David, the Lord made me understanding in writing by His hand upon me all the works of these plans.
所以。虽然这个圣殿不是大卫盖的，但是这个圣殿的它的尺寸呢、是大卫给的。
Even though David was not the one who built the temple, he gave all the measurements of the individual parts of the temple.
因为神将这个圣殿的样式跟尺寸来指示大卫。
Because God made known to David, all the plans and all the measurements of the temple.
所以所罗门王建造圣殿的时候就照着神所给的样式跟尺寸。
So when Solomon built the temple, he constructed it according to what he was told by his father David.
这个让我们想到说摩西在建造会幕的时候也是这样子。
This actually reminds us of how Moses constructed the tabernacle as well.
更早一点，挪亚在建造方舟的时候也是这个样子。
Or even earlier during the time of Noah, this is also what was done.
照着神所指示他们的样式。
Which is that they constructed according to the plans given to them by God.
所以今天我们建设教会啊，第一个我们要照着神的样式跟尺寸。
Today, when we build the church, we must also build according to the measurements and plans of God.
如果我们希望神的荣光也充满在教会里头，我们就必须要照着神的尺寸来建造教会。
If we long for the glory of God in this church, then we must build it according to His plan.
那今天什么是建设教会的尺寸样式？
Today, what does it mean to build according to His plan or His measurements?
同样的，要有人从神那里来得到神的指示。
In the same way, we must have someone who would receive these kind of revelation from God.
请看以弗所书第二章。
Let's refer to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Verse 19. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
这里说今天在主耶稣基督里头，我们都是这个神家里的人。
Here it says that today we are all fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
那另外一个用词就是我们就是教会。
In other words, we are the church.
二十节。
Verse 20, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
那什么是建设教会的尺寸？
What is the plan of the building of the church?
这里很清楚告诉我们，使徒和先知的根基上有耶稣基督作为黄角石。
It says here very clearly that it would be built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
就是根据使徒、先知还有主耶稣的教训来建设教会。
That is, we would build according to the teachings of the apostles and the prophets and Jesus Christ himself.
如果照着这样的尺寸 来建造，那会有什么结果？
If it is built according to this measurement, to these plans, then what would the result be?
21节。
Verse 21. In whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
结果就是会成为主的圣殿。
The result is that we would grow into the holy temple of the Lord.
不是物质上的建筑物，而是一个属灵的圣殿。
It is not a physical building, but rather a spiritual temple.
22节。
Verse 22, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
那成为圣灵要居住的地方。
We would become a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
成为一个有圣灵同在的教会。
We would become a church that has the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么我们需要去学习圣经，来学习这些使徒、先知、主耶稣所留给我们的教训。
This is the reason why we need to learn from the teachings of the Bible and that of the apostles, the prophets, and of Jesus Christ himself.
那我们也看到当时的这些使徒啊，他们就好像大卫，好像摩西一样。
We also see how the apostles were like a David or Moses.
他们从神那里来得到尺寸，得到方向。
They had received the plans, the measurements, the directions from God.
我们请看《使徒行传》第十章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传十章第九节。
Chapter 10, verse 9. Verse 9. The next day, as they went on the journey and drew near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour.
第10节.
10. Then he became very hungry and wanted to eat. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance. And
这样到10节就好。这里讲到彼得他在祷告。
It mentioned here that Peter was praying.
然后他魂游向外,他看异象。
Then he fell into a trance and saw a vision.
那这个异象的目的,我们知道是要指示彼得,要把福音传给这个非犹太人,传给哥尼流他们。
We know that the purpose of the vision was that Peter would preach to the non-Jew, to the household of Cornelius.
这个是当时建设教会的一个方向。
This was the direction of the building of the church at the time.
因为当时他们只向犹太人来传福音。
Because they were only preaching to the Jews at that time.
他们不晓得主耶稣的救恩也要赐给非犹太人。
They did not know that the salvation of Jesus Christ would also be preached to the non-Jews.
那主耶稣他特别显异象给彼得。
So the Lord Jesus himself showed Peter in a vision.
我们再看使徒行传16章。
Let's also turn to Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传16章第9节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 9. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, Come over to Macedonia and help us.
本来这个福音传讲的范围只到小亚细亚。
Originally, the gospel would be limited to Asia Minor only.
那保罗他看了这个异象之后,他们才把过到马其顿,才把福音带到欧洲。
But after Paul saw this vision, he went over to Macedonia and brought the gospel to the European continent.
这个也是当时建设教会的一个方向。
This was also the direction of the development of the church at the time.
保罗直接从主耶稣那边来得到这个启示。
Paul received directly from the Lord himself the revelation.
我们再看使徒行传13章。
Let's also turn to Acts chapter 13.
13章第1节。
Chapter 13, verse 1. Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul.
第2节。
Verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
第3节.
3. Then having fasted and prayed and lay hands on them, they sent them away.
这个是在讲到为什么保罗跟巴拿巴他们有第一次的这个旅行传道。
It explained here why Paul and Barnabas had the first missionary trip.
第一节所提到的这几位先知跟教师，他们在侍奉神，他们在祷告的时候，圣灵亲自来指示他们。
It was because there were certain prophets and teachers while serving, pray to God, and were reviewed by the Holy Spirit.
所以他们就照着圣灵的指示，差派保罗和巴拿巴往小亚细亚的地方去传福音。
So according to the instruction of the Holy Spirit, they sent Barnabas and Saul to preach in Asia Minor.
所以今天在教会里头，我们需要有这样的人。
So today in the church, we need such workers.
他们可以定出这个教会的方向来。
They can set the directions for the development of the church.
所以我们要为这样的人祷告，为这样的事情来祷告。
We need to pray for such workers and to pray for such matter.
因为我们要用神给我们的尺寸来建设教会。
We need to use God's plan to build His church.
比如说月底会有这个世界代表大会。
For instance, there will be the World Delegates Conference to be held here at the end of the month.
啊，这联合总会啊，有这个啊，这个一些负责人。
The International Assembly has some committee members.
哦，他们应该就像当时的摩西、大卫他们，要直接从神那里来感动他们，来定出教会的方向。
They are like Moses or David, who would receive directions from God to set the objectives of the church.
哦，所以我们要为他们祷告。
So we need to pray for these workers.
哦，那他们本身啊，也要常常祷告，跟神亲近。
They themselves also need to pray often to draw closer to God.
哦，因为建设教会必须要照着圣灵的带领跟感动。
Because we must rely on the help and also the movement of the Holy Spirit to guide the church.
哦，那当然，我们地方教会，我们的职务会啊，也应该朝这样的方向来努力。
This is also the same direction the local church and the local church council should long after.
哦，这个第一节这些人呢，就好像是安提阿教会的所谓的职务会的成员。
The people mentioned in verse 1 are like the local church council in the church of Antioch.
哦，那他们在做什么？这里第二节说他们是在侍奉主，他们在甚至禁食祷告。
So what were they doing? In verse 2, it said that they were ministering to the Lord and fasted.
开会很重要，但是开会不能够占了太多的精神力量跟时间。
Having meetings is important, but it should not take a lot of the energy and the time out of the workers.
哦，不要忽略了第二节这里所说的侍奉神还有祷告。
We should not ignore or overlook the fact that we need to pray to God.
那第二个，有那些按着名被呼召的工人。
Secondly, there are those who are called to be workers.
我们请看历代志上二十八章。
Let's refer to 1 Chronicles chapter 28.
历代志上二十八章第六节。
First Chronicles chapter 28 verse 6. Verse 6. Now he said to me, "It is your son Solomon who shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father."
这里神特别对大卫讲，你的儿子所罗门王，他要来做这个建造圣殿的这个工作。
Here, God especially said to David that his son Solomon is the chosen one who is to build his house and his courts.
神将尺寸样式给大卫。
God has shown David the measurements.
那神拣选所罗门王来执行这个事情。
And God chose Solomon to execute these plans.
是照着名字，指明所罗门王。
It's actually appointed to be Solomon.
哦，那今天同样，教会有了方向之后，也需要有人按名被呼召来执行工作。
Today, in the same way, there are those who need to be appointed to do the work.
真的还有许许多多的灵魂，他们还没有被拯救。
Truly, there are still many souls that have yet to be saved.
哦，还有许多的人，他们还没有接触到我们真耶稣教会。
And there are many out there who have not heard of the true Jesus Church.
哦，所以我们要像主耶稣所说的，求主打发来打发来差遣工人。
So we need to do what the Lord has commanded us to do, to ask the Lord of the harvest to send workers.
好，请看马太福音第九章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 9.
Matthew 福音九章三十七节。
Chapter 9, verse 37. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few."
38.
38. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
我们爱神的教会，这是第二个，我们要常常放在祷告里头的。
For a church that loves God, this is something that we need to put into our prayer often.
求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
That is, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
好像安提阿教会他们有了一个方向。
Just like how the Antioch church had a direction.
那他们有工人，有保罗、巴拿巴可以打发出去。
They had workers like Barnabas and Paul who could be sent.
那今天我们也是要有更多的工人能够被打被差派出去。
Today, we need to have more workers that can be sent.
这些工人有些是就像所罗门一样是被按名来呼召的。
These workers can be like Solomon who are appointed.
求神的圣灵在他所呼召的这些工人身上来感动他们来动工。
And that the Spirit of the Lord would move in these workers who are appointed.
那另外一种工人是由工人来带工人。
The other type of workers is the workers that are being led by other workers.
我们请看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章第三节。
Chapter 16, verse 3. Paul wanted to have him go on with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in that region, for they all knew that his father was Greek.
这个第三节说保罗要带他出去，这个他就是提摩太。
It says in verse 3 that Paul wanted to have him go on, and this him is referring to Timothy.
那提摩太虽然不是神按名呼召的，但是他后来也成为传福音的工人。
Even though Timothy was not appointed by God directly, but he became a fellow worker later on.
保罗这个工人把提摩太带出来。
It was the worker Paul who led this worker out.
所以我们也要为这些正在工作的工人，让他们能够发现像提摩太这样子的工人。
So we need to pray for the current workers so that they can discover workers such as Timothy.
就好像这个所罗门王，他也去找到那个做圣殿的那个工匠来。
This is also like how Solomon found the workers who built the temple.
我们请看历代志上二十九章。
Let's refer to First Chronicles chapter 29.
历代志上二十九章第九节。
First Chronicles chapter 29, verse 9. Then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly, because with a loyal heart they had offered willingly to the Lord. And King David also rejoiced greatly.
对不起，这个是另外一个哈，应该是列王记上哈第七章。
It should be First Kings chapter 7.
列王记上第七章十三节。
First Kings chapter 7, verse 13. Now King Solomon sent and brought Huram from Tyre.
十四节。
14. He was the son of a widow from the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a bronze worker. He was filled with wisdom and understanding and skill in working with all kinds of bronze work. So he came to King Solomon and did all his work.
这里讲到这个户兰呢、啊。他就好像是一个工头一样。
It mentioned here that Huram is like the lead worker.
他这里说他是有智慧又聪明又有技能。
It explained here that he was filled with wisdom and understanding and skill.
那他为什么会出来参与这个建造圣殿的工作
？Why did he come out to participate in the work of the temple construction？
就是所罗门王。差人去把他找来的。
It's because King Solomon sent people to look for him.
所以工人可以以这两种方式来产生。
So the workers can be brought out in these two ways.
那再来就是所有的这些老百姓， 这些以色列人。
Next, it would be all the congregation, which are the entire assembly, the Israelites.
哦，就是我们刚才历代志上二十九章第九节所念的。
Which is what we read in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 9, just now.
哦，这些百姓他们都甘心的奉献。
The people all offered willingly.
哦，因为建造圣殿要用到很多的材料。
The construction of the temple requires much materials.
虽然大卫准备了很多材料，但是还不够。
Although David prepared a lot of materials, it was still not sufficient.
好，我们再看到历代志上二十九章。
Let's turn back to 1 Chronicles chapter 29.
十四节。
Verse 14, but who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you.
这是很好的奉献的精神。
This is a very good spirit of offering.
这是很好的正确的奉献的认识。
This is a very correct attitude in offering.
这个为什么能够乐意的奉献？
How is it that we are able to offer willingly?
因为对神的赏赐有一个正确的认识。
It is because we have the correct understanding of the blessings of God.
就是十四节的下半句话，说我们万物从神而来，我们把从你而得的来献给你。
Which is recorded in the second half of verse 14. For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you.
我们所拥有的都是从神来的。
What we possess are all from God.
表面上来看，是我们的努力以及我们的机会，以及我们的才能。
On the surface, it seems like it came from a hard work or from the opportunity or from our skill.
但是如果没有神的怜悯，纵然有这些，我们也会一无所获。
But without the mercy of God, even if we have all those things we mentioned earlier, we would not have anything.
所以我们所拥有的都是从神而来的。
That's why what we have, we actually have them from God.
我们从神那里得来的，我们拿出一部分来献给神。
We only offer a portion of what we receive from God.
那献给神之奉献出来，就由这些工人他们来使用。
And after the things were being offered, the workers could utilize them.
他们没有什么意见，你应该把我奉献的拿来做什么？他们的责任就是奉献。
The offerers did not have opinions on how their offering were to be used. They only made the offering itself.
这也是一个很重要的奉献的精神。
This is also a very important spirit of offering.
真的神真的是神让我们来拥有。
It's truly so that it is God who lets us have what we have.
比如说在摩西的时代，他建造会幕。
For example, during Moses' time, they built the tabernacle.
他们本来在埃及是奴隶。
Earlier, they were slaves in Egypt.
其实他们是奴隶，怎么会拥有什么？
If they were slaves,How would they come to possess anything?
但是当他们要出埃及的时候，
But when they were about to leave Egypt,
他们跟埃及人要了所有的埃及人的一切好的东西。
They asked for all the good things from the Egyptians.
为什么这些埃及人会把身边的这些好的东西给这些奴隶呢？
Why would the Egyptians give all the good things to these slaves?
因为神的能力让这些埃及人，他们必须要把这些好东西给以色列人。
It is because of the almighty power of God that made the Egyptians have to give up what they have.
为什么大卫能够为圣殿准备那么多的材料？
Why is it that David was able to prepare so many things for the temple?
请看历代志上十八章。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 18.
历代志上十八章十一节。
First Chronicles chapter 18, verse 11. King David also dedicated these to the Lord, along with the silver and gold that he had brought from all these nations, from Edom, from Moab, from the people of Ammon, from the Philistines, and from Amalek.
这里讲到大卫所准备的这些材料啊，都是从在战争当中从 其他的国家所获得的。
It mentioned here that the materials David had prepared for the construction of the temple were all things that he had captured from the neighboring nations.
神愿意让我们在奉献的事情上面有份。
If God lets us take a part in offering.
所以他会让我们像这些以色列人一样从埃及得到得到这些财物。
Then he would enable us to be like the Israelites who had all this possession from the Egyptians.
好像大卫一样从这很多的国家来得到财物。
And like David, who acquired all these things from these nations.
神会让我们当中有人从这个世界上来得到财物。
God would let some of us have something from this world.
那目的就是要让我们能够甘心的奉献。
The purpose is so that we can offer willingly.
那这样子来帮助这个教会，让教会能够成为一个神的荣耀所充满的教会。
By doing so, we can offer to the church and help the church become a glorious place.
那最后一项，请看《列王记上》第五章。
For this last point, let's refer to 2 Kings chapter 5. 1 Kings chapter 5.
列王记上第五章。
1 Kings chapter 5.
17节。
Verse 17. And the king commanded them to quarry large stones, costly stones, and hewn stones to lay the foundation of the temple.
这里说所罗门王啊，他命令人挖出这个石，这个宝贵的石头来啊，又把它凿成所要的样式。
Here it mentions that King Solomon commanded the workers to quarry large stones, costly stones, and actually hew them into certain shapes.
然后看到18节也念一下。
And verse 18, so Solomon's builders, Hiram's builders, and the Gibeonites quarried them, and they prepared timber and stones to build the temple.
然后第六章第七节。
Chapter 6, verse 7, and the temple, when it was being built, was built with a stone finish at the quarry, so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was heard in the temple while it was being built.
这里说那些石头啊，在山上就已经把形状所要的尺寸凿好了。
It mentioned here that the stones were all hewn into the final shape when they were still away.
所以在建造圣殿的现场就没有听到那些锤子、那些斧子或者别样铁器的声音。
There was no hammer, nor chisel, nor any iron tool that was heard in the temple while it was being built.
在建造圣殿的现场，没有听到这些工具的声音。
At the site of the temple itself, there was really no noise of any tool.
因为这些石头在搬来之前，它已经准备好了。
All the stones had been properly prepared before they were carried there.
如果说有这些铁器的声音，那个现场一定是非常的吵杂。
If there were noise of any instruments, then the site would be very noisy.
但是现场没有这些铁器的声音，不是吵杂的。
But because there were no such noise, so the construction site was not noisy at all.
所以这整个建造的过程是蒙神祝福，蒙神所喜悦的。
This whole process was blessed by God and was pleasing to God.
那对我们今天来讲，就是我们在侍奉之前我们已经先 要努力的把自己准备好。
For us today, this means that before we serve, we already fully prepared ourselves.
我们在做圣工之前呢，我们已经灵修好自己。
Before we do any holy work, we have already cultivated ourselves spiritually.
所以在我们做在服事的当中啊，没有这些铁器的响声。
So that when we are serving, there is no noise of iron.
所以做工跟灵修，它必须要啊，必须要互相配合的。
Servitude and cultivation must work together.
没有灵修的侍奉啊，常常会很吵杂。
Without cultivation, the servitude can be very noisy.
那吵杂就不会得到神的喜悦，不会得到神的同在。
If the servitude is noisy, then we would not have the abundance of God, or we would not be pleasing to Him.
所以我们要常常啊，为这些侍奉的人来祷告，求神给他们有时间来做灵修。
So we need to pray for those who serve so that they have time to cultivate themselves.
这就是为什么主的神的荣光充满了圣殿。
This is the reason why the glory of God filled the temple.
第一个，他们照着尺寸。
First, they did so according to the plans and measurements.
因为有人得到神给他们的启示，所以他们有那个尺寸。
Through someone who was revealed by God, these plans and measurements.
今天我们也需要有人能够从圣灵的感动来定出教会的方向。
Today we also need such people to receive revelation from God to set the direction for the church.
第二个
Second,
他们有被呼召的工人。
They are those workers who were called.
所以今天我们要为这些为这个工人来这个为这个事情祷告，求神来呼召他的工人。
So today we need to pray for this matter and for God to call His workers.
那也为正在工作的人来祷告。
We also need to pray for those who are working.
让他们能够有眼光去看到那个可以用的人。
So that they have the vision to see those who can be used as workers.
就好像提摩太他带出了这个。这个保罗带出了这个提摩太。
Just like how Paul led Timothy to join the rank of the workers.
那第三个，大家要甘心乐意的来为教会为各样事工来奉献。
The third, everyone would be willing to offer for the church.
所以事实上是所有的人都参与了建设教会的工作。
In reality, everyone has participated in the work of constructing the church.
而且是没有功绩的响声，大家是很和谐、很和睦的，在为神工作。
There is no instrument sound, so everyone actually works in harmony and in the same spirit.
也就是每一个人都要灵修。
Everyone needs to cultivate.
这样我们一定会看到。像出埃及的时候，银柱火柱的带领。
Then we would be able to see the pillar of fire and of cloud as the Israelites exited Egypt.
今天教会的运作，我们需要有圣灵的带领。
Today we need the guidance of the Holy Spirit in the church operation.
就好像当时以色列人他们的行进需要有银柱火柱的带领。
Just like how the Israelites needed the pillar of fire and of cloud.To guide them.
我们一起唱诗429首。
Let's sing hymn 429.